Hey mama, you're listening to the Supernatural Childbirth Mamas podcast. This is a place where we want to encourage you, edify you by bringing together moms who have experienced a supernatural childbirth. All of us got our journey on this started by reading a book called Supernatural Childbirth by Jackie Mize. It was a book written in the 1980s, but it is still impacting moms today. The fact that we are no longer under the curse of the law because of Jesus Christ, we're under the blessings of the law. So one of those curses was pain in childbirth, and we can be free from that. So us moms have come together. We've believed for that in our own births. We're bringing other moms in so you can hear those stories and hear those testimonies and be encouraged. That's why we're here. If you have a similar story, reach out to us. We would love to have you on the podcast. We also have a Facebook group. Be sure to search in groups for Supernatural Childbirth Mamas. We're there. It's a community of hundreds of women who are there to encourage each other, lift each other up, pray for each other. It's been amazing getting to know all of you. In the future, we're hoping to have more small group settings of either trainings in faith and trainings as for being a mom, or just group settings where we pray together. We're working towards that, and we're looking for leaders. If you have it in your heart to lead other women in this way, let us know. Reach out to us. If you search in the Facebook group, there's actually a form to fill out. So can't wait to dive into today's podcast. Welcome, Supernatural Childbirth Mamas. I'm so glad you're here today. This is Katie. And today I have an exciting guest with us. You've heard her before. Today we have Christy on the show.
Hello.
Hi, Christy. We're so glad you're joining us. I know a lot has probably happened since Jana last interviewed you and shared your story about baby Zion.
Yes. So, we now have two, baby Zoe and Zion.
Yeah, give us a life update.
So, yes, actually, I can't even believe it. Zion is going to be 3 on March 21st. And Zoe, believe it or not, is going to be 1 next month on the 26th. I believe when I was last here, we had just moved from LA to Austin and gave birth to Zion in Austin, and we are now in Miami as of November of last year. So we had Zoe in Austin as well, and we moved to Miami, and we've been living in Miami since November, and it has been great. We love Miami. So yeah, that's a little bit of an update.
Yeah, listeners, if you want to go check out Zion's baby story, her and you can, I'll have that in the show notes for you guys. You can go check that out, go replay that, and then come back to this episode if you want the full story.
Yes.
But this is going to be a powerful podcast today. And before we jump in on her story of Zoe, I'm just going to pray over this podcast. I know it's going to be super powerful because already several times the enemy has just tried to stop this podcast from happening in this recording. So we're just going to pray over you listeners and pray over this time. Father God, we just come before your throne, all the listeners and Christy and I together, Lord, we just come before your throne and we just worship you. We just want to stop and get still.
Yes.
And to say how amazing you are, how wonderful you are. We thank you that you sent your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us, to redeem us and reconcile us, and that we can be called children of God.
Yes.
I thank you for that blessing. What a blessing. And Lord, I just ask today that Holy Spirit, you come and anoint Christy's lips. Holy Spirit, bring back everything that you would want her to share on this podcast today with our listeners, and that seeds will be sown and it will produce a harvest in your name, Father. Lord, I thank you that that we can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I thank you for the testimony that you have put on Christy's life, Lord, and that you'll speak through her. And we just bless this
We used to put the blood of Jesus over all our listeners, over Christy, over all of our children, over our husbands and families, and over this these airwaves, Lord. Just put the blood of Jesus. And I just thank you for this special time today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, I'm so excited to begin. Can you give us a backstory before you were pregnant with Zoe?
So the backstory is, I guess, and I'm glad that you'll link the previous podcast I did with you guys with Zion. She was supernatural birth. She was my first birth. She was a preemie. I was terrified of giving, the act of giving birth. I stumbled upon, not even stumbled, I will not say stumbled. I was intentional about finding resources to support my journey being a new mom and being pregnant. And when I read the Supernatural Childbirth Mama's book, I found this podcast as a support while I was pregnant with Zion. And I really believe that through my fear, I will say fear and faith, I was blessed to have a supernatural childbirth that was relatively painless. I didn't even know that I was having her until she was out, basically, and in my husband's arms. And yes, my husband delivered her on our bedroom floor. and my mom happened to see everything as well. So that was our very first child, very first time being pregnant. So we started there. We started out with a bang.
Yes. And how's your mom been since then, that encounter?
You know, I think that my mom in particularly, I can recall when I first told her that I was pregnant with Zion. She, you know, was fearful based on her experience. She had a C-section, and I remember her, you know, telling me that, like, you know, you may have a C-section. And again, sometimes people tell you, the people that love you the most tell you things based off of their experiences and sometimes based off of fear. And I'm so thankful to God that He gave me the opportunity to renew my mind about labor and childbirth and bringing children into this world. And I'm very thankful that my mom was able to bear witness twice. Now, she wasn't present for Zoe's birth, but bear witness to having two supernatural childbirths, two births at home as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that in itself has been a blessing to me, and I believe to my mom.
It's so good. So I'm really excited. Yuri told me a little bit earlier about getting pregnant. Would you like to share that with our listeners?
Yes, absolutely. So I'll first start off with, and I didn't say this when we first talked, but me and my husband, and this could be a controversial thing to say, but this is how we roll. We don't necessarily believe in planning for a child.
I agree.
In my head, like, that's God's plan. And that's not really in our control. And I will also preface with, I have not ever been on birth control. And I am not on birth control. And I've never been on birth control. So I say all that to say that me and my husband were not planning for a second child. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're married and under God's covenant.
Yes.
You know, married people do what they do.
That's okay. Right.
And so, yeah, I was actually sleeping and God gave me a dream that I was pregnant. And I know that sounds crazy, but God literally woke me up out of my sleep and was like, "You're pregnant, go take a pregnancy test." And I had a pregnancy test in the bathroom. And this was in the wee hours of the morning, 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And yeah, I took the test and very conventional tests. You urinate on the stick. And it came back positive, bright, bold blue lines. And so I immediately ran out to the living room and told my husband that we were pregnant. And we just smiled at each other. And that was, I was right at 4 weeks pregnant, like right on the dot.
Wow. Yeah.
So very early, some pregnancy tests, you know, for some women, it's, you know, a very blank, faded line or not showing at all. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was like, you're pregnant, girl.
Loud and clear.
Yes. And I just love how God was able to give that to me in a dream. I thought that that was so cool. And so kind to do.
So how were you in the midst? Like, so how old was Zion at this time?
Zion. Okay, so Zion's getting ready to turn 3. This was in July of 2022. So she was just a little bit over a year.
Wow, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what, like, what, 16 months,
mm-hmm.
18 months, something around there. So very young. To all the mamas out there that are 2 under 2 or multiples and still essentially have a baby, that was an interesting time.
Yeah.
For sure.
How did you do it?
You know, it was really the grace of God, because now that I look back, I was working at the time. Zion was also in a school. She was in a Montessori school for almost a full day. But even so, like, it was still a lot. And my husband, he works a lot. And I think that just having family relatively nearby and a good group of girlfriends that were able to support in the times needed. Yeah, because having a small baby and then being pregnant with another baby is definitely a feat. It's definitely a different kind of strength.
Yes.
You can't have sleep to get in as from much. The Lord. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you had did you have a big it sounds like you had a big social support with you.
I did. You know, with us living in Austin, we were closer to family. Devion, which is my husband, his family is in Arkansas. My family is in Dallas. We also, I have a good girlfriend who I went to college with who lives in Austin. Some girlfriends that I met through my husband's friends that were also mothers were a great support system. Other good girlfriends in Dallas were able to support. The other major difference in terms of pregnancy and celebrating my pregnancy with Zion and Zoe was that I was able to have a shower. And I'll retract and say that it wasn't a shower. It was a mother's blessing. And my dear, dear girlfriends, Divinity, DeShante, and Sabrina. Divinity lives in Dallas. Sabrina is my college friend who lives in Austin. And DeShante is my really good girlfriend who lives out in LA. They put it together for me. And I would highly recommend all moms do this in lieu of a shower. And essentially, it is really just pouring into the mother that is becoming. Whether you are a woman becoming a mom for the first time or becoming birthing into a mother of two or three or four, each process of you becoming pregnant and giving birth, you are giving birth in yourself too. And not just the child, like you are birthing into a new, a renewed woman.
Yeah.
And you are having to do things differently and think differently, and just a different version of yourself is being birthed. And so in this mother's blessing, like, friends and family were really able to pour into me, pray over me. We had so much fun, but the focus was more so on really making sure I was supported and that I was prayed over and that I had words of affirmation about who I was and the mother I was to Zion and the mom that I was becoming. And we share for other women who were, you know, moms and grandmas, they were able to share some of their wisdom as well. And I was able to honor some of the women that weren't mothers yet. Wow. And it was really just a different take. I still received presents, obviously, for the baby, but it was really a beautiful experience, and it showed me how much support I have and had, and you know, it gave me words of confirmation, affirmation. One of the things that they did was everybody had small candles that they were given as like a party favor. And I had a big candle, and they all made these little like thread bracelets. And with each thread, they wrapped it around the candle and gave me either a prayer or a word of affirmation. And that when I went into labor, everybody lit their candle at the same time, so that even though that they weren't there at my birth physically, they were there with me, you know, mentally, spiritually, and the same support I had, you know, celebrating me coming into being a mother of two, I could draw back to that for strength. So anyways, I just really, really think that more women should have mother's blessings.
Yeah.
Because mothers, the baby's gonna get what she or he needs. Okay. Yeah. But moms really truly need the extra support. They need that village of wisdom. They need the pouring into. They need, especially if you're becoming a mother of more children, you need that support. You really, really do. And so I was just so blessed. It was full of so much love. That was a different experience for me, because I wasn't able to celebrate Zion like that, or myself really, because she just came and with no announcement. I didn't get to do pictures and all the nine. She was just ready. You know, she came early. She came fierce. She came fast. And that was that. But with Zoe, I was really able to enjoy that. And all of my village, they were praying that I had a full term birth. And that's exactly what happened.
Wow. Was there, looking back on that day, was there any word that you would say God spoke through a person, a woman there, a mother there, that it really stuck with you and that you held on to that word during your labor or birth?
I would say, I think it was spoken over me many times, was that I was made to do this. I was made to give birth. Yeah. And when you think about that, that's true. That is 100% the truth.
Yes.
We as women were made by God's hands to give birth. Like, yes. A car is made to drive, you know, like we have, that's our power. That is a power that God has given us. And when you think about that, and when I think about that, it's like, I know that I'm in a direct partnership with God. I'm able to surrender because he made me. He made me to give birth. He controls it. I have to surrender to him to be a vessel for that life to flow through me.
So much wisdom you're sharing right now. So good.
So that is something that really, really stuck with me. And again, I am so, so thankful for. And backtrack. I probably have gifted over 20 women the book Supernatural Childbirths.
Wow.
Whether they are expecting, whether they are wanting in the future, single, that is a gift I give. And I'm just like, wow, God, that is amazing, because somebody gave it to me, and that book just really opened my mind and opened my perspective on what God says about childbirth, not the world. The world has fed us so much BS about childbirth and labor and just the, it's just the enemy trying to kill, steal, and destroy what's meant for good.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, yes. Overall, like that, the mother's blessing was such a blessing, needless to say.
So, how was this pregnancy with Zoe?
This pregnancy was supernatural. I was able to go full term with her. I had no complications at all. Like I said in the beginning, I was given a dream that I was pregnant. I'm downloading. I'm trying to see what the Lord exactly wants me to say about her birth, because like we spoke before, it's just so much with her. I want to start with, when I got pregnant with Zoe, and throughout our pregnancy, really, My husband and I, our marriage was at a very fragile and rocky state. Very rocky state. And I will be 100% transparent and honest. I was like, nope, God. I told God, I was like, nope, I can do this. I can be a single mom. I'm divorcing this man. And I even went as far to look up, like, how to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the state of Texas, you cannot divorce while you're pregnant. I don't know if anybody knew that.
No, they didn't know that was a thing.
But yeah, while you are pregnant, by Texas state law, you are not able, you can file and all of that, but you cannot officially divorce until the baby is born.
Hmm.
And when I read that, I was like, okay, God, cool. Well, I'm just gonna, let's just see how this, the rest of this pregnancy goes. And then once Zoe's born, I'm out. Very toxic mindset I was in, given some of the circumstances our marriage was going through. And me and my husband are still together, praise God. But I really believe wholeheartedly that I'm glad we were in Texas, right place at the right time. But Zoe restored our marriage. Zoe brought me and my husband, just brought our family together so much closer. With Zion, my husband did not have paternity leave. Zoe, he had paternity leave. And he chose to take the full 3 months, 90 days, and stay with me, Zoe, and Zion. And man, that made a huge difference. Huge, huge difference. And I recall in my moments of postpartum, just thanking God that, like, I didn't do anything, that I didn't walk away. Because we all know pregnancy hormones are at an all-time high, right? And so I'm just so thankful to God that I did not make that decision in the moment. That it was a season and that we were both being tested. And I'm just really thankful to God that he gave us grace to see through to the other side, and that Zoe came at a time that we really needed her more than we knew. More than we knew. And so I will say that is a big part of our birth story. Supernaturally, she, you know, brought our marriage closer. And I'm very thankful to God for that.
And I love how you said that, because, like, the world would see, like, oh, thinking about divorce, and they're like, oh, another child, like, that's just, this is the wrong timing, you know, it's just like another child just going to add to the problem,
right? But,
like, with kingdom minded, like, it just did the reverse, you know.
Yes,
this is a, children are a blessing, you know.
They are, they absolutely are. And the word tells us that, I think it's Psalm 127, I love the Message version, so that's usually what's in my head. But God tells us that children are his best gift. And it's like, out of all the gifts, that's the best gift. They truly are. They truly, truly are.
And did you know, like, what does Zoe's name mean?
I'm sorry?
What does Zoe's name mean?
It means life.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It means life. And also, another tidbit. There are these birds in Austin. I believe they're called shallow shepherds. And during, oh, I can't remember if it was, yeah, it was the winter. Yes. They create nests. We lived in an apartment, so they created a bunch of them nested on our on our balcony. And I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, those birds are a sign of restoration and like life-giving. And I'm looking them up because I'm like, why are they on our balcony? Why won't they leave? Like, and we couldn't do anything about it because of agriculture, you know, laws or whatever. And I put the two and two together that they were there because that there was restoration of life coming back to our home.
Thank you, Lord. Wow. I love how the Lord does that, you know, just giving us prophetic messages here.
Yes.
This is how much I love you.
Yes. This is how much I love you, even when.
That's powerful.
So that, I think, is a huge takeaway from being pregnant with Zoe, is that it just, seeing our way through that pregnancy and coming out on the other side, I just like, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Yeah. When did it start to shift in the pregnancy, would you say?
It was towards the end. And I would say, yeah, because it was at the point where my husband looked at me randomly and was like, where are you giving birth? And I'm like, okay, you know where I'm giving birth. We're at the hospital. And he was like, I don't think you should have Zoe at the hospital. And it was like an alarm went off in my head, like, God is speaking, God is speaking, God is speaking. Because my husband, his natural state is like, he's very like, go with the flow. Whatever you feel is best. He's not the one to speak up, especially stuff like that. And so when he said that to me, I was like, literally, it was like, God is speaking, God is speaking. What is he saying? And so, backtrack. I initially met with a midwife when I first found out I was pregnant with Zoe, right at the 4 weeks. She did my testing, confirmed I was pregnant, went through her process. She had a birthing center and she did home births. She suggested, based on my history, that she didn't want me driving anywhere, that she wanted to do a home water birth with me. We said, okay. I told her, let me think about it. At the same time, I was also seeing my previous OB, the OB practice that was supposed to deliver Zion. And I was seeing them consistently. And over time, in the first and second trimester, there were a lot of inconsistencies with appointments. There were nurses and doctors going in and out. It was just like a lot of internal turmoil there. And so I was like, okay, God, like, I don't feel comfortable with this practice anymore. Like, I don't feel comfortable giving birth to Zoe with this practice. And so I left, and a good friend of mine who was actually pregnant at the same time referred me to her OB. At this point, I'm at the beginning of my third trimester. I'm seeing her And I'm still not 100% confident. And then she really, with her, it was the hospital that she was delivering at. I started to do some digging and I was just like, this is not it. And I was feeling some sort of way. And then at all while that is happening is when my husband is saying, like, I don't think you should give birth at a hospital. And so I'm like, all right. Meanwhile, the midwife, her name is Varshna. She, if you're in Austin, phenomenal, like absolutely phenomenal team. ATX Home Birth. She was still in contact with me because I really hadn't decided, okay? She's still kind of intermittently texting me, checking in. And so I let her know. I was like, hey, I'm still undecided. She's like, why don't you come back into the office? We can go over everything. I'm about 33 weeks at this point. And so I said, okay, you know, I meet with her again. She checks back in with me and I'm honest with her. I tell her, you know, hey, Varshna, our family can't afford you at this point, because I'm not sure if you guys know, but a lot of insurances don't cover midwives in Texas. And so if we had initially hired her at the beginning of the pregnancy, we would have had the full 9 months to take care of the cost.
Yeah.
Versus, okay, we're at the end of the pregnancy. You're talking about thousands of dollars. Like, we haven't budgeted for this at all. I'm like, I told her, I just said, you know, I would love to have you deliver Zoe, but we simply just cannot afford you. And so she had me do a few more things to double check my insurance. And I think a day or so later, I got an email from her. I opened the email and she just said, something's telling me that I need to deliver your baby.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
And when I saw that, I was like, oh, wow, God. And I remember texting it to my girlfriends and they were just like, Chrissy, this is crazy. And I'm like, yeah, it is. Because at this point, I'm 34 weeks pregnant. And a lot of midwives don't even take that late.
No.
Most people don't. Complications are not. Like, you're at the end of the road, ma'am.
Yeah. Make your choice. Come on.
Yeah. And so it was just like, oh, man. I remember being like, thank you, God. Yeah. Thank you, God, for just speaking to me in a way that I was able to hear you. Thank you for just thank you for allowing me to get right with you and sit with you and understand how you talked specifically to me so I can hear you in these moments. Because it was so subtle, some of the things, yet they were alarming to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hindsight, it's like, okay, your husband just asked you. You know what I mean? But for me, it was like, God is speaking. God is speaking. Oh. So I'm like, okay, God, I hear you. And one of my favorite verses that really applies to this, this birth, is Psalm 46:10, and it says, be still. The first half of it is, be still and know that I am God. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if sometimes, really all times, we just need to hear and be still, God is going to reveal himself to you. But God speaks to us in ways that are usually quiet. Mm-hmm. And you have to be in a space where you can hear him for your life. And the way that God speaks to one mom is not going to be the same way he speaks to you.
Yeah.
And when we're sharing our birth stories and when we're talking about mothering, I think that is very, very important to highlight, because moms, we have the tendency to compare and contrast. It's very difficult not to do, but we have to remember that God is speaking directly to us on how he wants us to steward his children that we have the opportunity to steward.
Amen.
So that is from the moment that you become pregnant. You are now the vessel. You are now partnered with God. Even before that, you're partnering with God to create this life. And so just really being still and being able to listen on how you need to move with birthing, with whatever. Yeah. Even in the case of me being high and mighty and telling God that, hey, I'm going to divorce my husband, and me looking that law up, I was like, oh, okay, God, I hear you. I see what you're doing here. Even in that moment, I knew he was talking to me, because what are the odds that we're in Texas? I can't even divorce this man.
Out of all states,
you know? And so, I think God is always speaking to us. It's just like, are we in a space that we are still so we can hear him?
Yeah, that's so good. And I think it's so, I just read something yesterday about this, about God speaking to us. And what you're saying, Christy, is spot on. Like, God will speak to us exactly of how we need to hear it.
Yes.
And just like we are different learners, there's the visual learner, there's the kinesthetic learner.
Right.
You know, there's all different types of learners of how we, there's a, what musical one is, when the audio one, like what, and then whatever you love to do, like God most likely is probably going to use that to talk to you. Like, he knows how to reach you. And whether it's in the shower, in the car, you know, just being aware of where best he talks to you.
Yes.
Through someone, even, you know, he will speak to you. It says it in his word, if we seek first his kingdom, you know, we're going to find him. He's
absolutely. Absolutely.
So did you hold on to that Bible verse then in preparation for your birth and labor?
I did. And I'm again being 100% transparent, you know, birth, it's a transition, you know, and so I still had some, I won't say fear, but like fear of the unknown, because based on my previous experience with Zion, it was like, that was just like, it was so supernatural. And I was like, what is God going to do this time? You know, like what is getting ready to happen? Even sometimes I was like, you know, is God going to be that good to me a second time around? Like questioning the goodness of God. And again, 100% transparent. I want to say that,
yeah,
you know, a relationship with God is a journey. It's a walk to the day that we go back home with him. So I was even questioning, like, God, are you going to be that good to me again? Like, surely, you know, and he was. And he can be. Why not? You know, like, why? Why wouldn't he be? And I feel like that definitely resonated with me. Even through labor. Labor was super intense. I was calling out to God, like praying, just because, you know, Varshna came. I started to have contractions. I called her. She sat on the phone with me to kind of listen through contractions and time them. And she's like, you know, I'm going to head over. I'm going to get ready and come on over. She arrived at my house at about 4:30. She got there, waited around, no contractions. She checked to see where I was dilated. I was like 1 centimeter. So she just waited. She waited in my living room. The rest of her team arrived, and it was getting close to 7. And I can recall, I fell asleep, still no contractions. And I can recall her being like, well, I think we're gonna, you know, head out. And the contractions started. And when they started, they started. There was no letting up. It was a pretty chaotic time, because the contractions were coming so fast and so intense, and they had literally been there for 2 hours, and I had nothing was prepared. The birth pool was not filled with water. They ran out of hot water trying to fill it up. And meanwhile, you know, my contractions are hitting me to the floor. Like, I'm literally crawling to where they're putting the birth pool up. They can't find certain things. Like, it was definitely a lot going on. And, you know, it was intense. So I will just say that, yes, I have fast births. We can say, based on Zion and now Zoe, and Zoe was full term. She was also full weight, not like Zion. Zion was only 4 pounds, 12 ounces. Zoe was 7 pounds. Okay. almost double the baby. And I went from 0 to 10, well, basically 0 centimeters dilated, to her being in my arms in about an hour, 30, hour, 45 minutes.
Wow.
And it was a very intense experience, I think, for everybody, just because it happened so fast. And, my prayer was very intense during that hour and 30, 45 minutes. And I don't know the belief association necessarily with my midwives or her team, but I do know that in that moment, they were able to know of God and the power of God. In addition, when Zoe was first born, like when she first came out, she was not crying. She was limp. And I was in a state, I think both me and my husband were in a state of just like, I did not have it in me at that moment to pray like I needed to pray. Mm. And our good friend, Dominique, she was actually watching Zion. And initially, she wasn't even supposed to be there. My other girlfriend was supposed to come, and she couldn't make it. And Dominique got there within, I don't know, 30 minutes of me texting her that I was going into labor. And I called on her to come pray. And she started praying. She opened her mouth and Zoe started crying. And I say that to say that it is so important to be around people who in certain moments have the capacity of the faith that you need.
Yeah.
Because God knows sometimes we don't have that strength. Physically, mentally, I didn't have the strength, but I knew I needed to start praying. And I was in my mind, I was praying, but it was just so discombobulated that I was just like, Dominique, please start praying, you know? And I can just recall, like, my midwife starting to get all of the tools, you know. I was just, it was a lot happening. And Miss Dominique opened up and she started to pray. And the minute she did, Zoe started crying. And it probably was, what, maybe 1 to 5 minutes. But that's a long time. That's a long time for a mom not to hear her baby cry.
Yeah. In the midst of all the hormones too, you know.
Absolutely. And not only was she not crying, she was limp. She was limp. And so I was like, you know, God, I do recall the one prayer in my head was like, God, I know you didn't bring us this far for this.
Yeah. We all need that Aaron and hers in our life to hold our hands up just like they did for Moses, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I, you know, it goes back to mothering again. It's like, moms, we can be so sometimes like not asking for help. It's okay. It's okay. It is okay. I've learned too. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to ask for prayer. It's okay to be transparent. It is okay. You need, God knows that we need a village. He knows that we need to be prayed for. He knows that there are times that we're going to be weak, all of that. So it is okay to surrender to all of that.
Yeah. And because the enemy, he wants to divide us.
Absolutely.
Know? Where God's calling us to unity, you know, to uplift each other, encourage and edify, you know, like, we do that by being transparent and authentic with one another.
Yeah. And absolutely. I think if there's any, both my daughters have taught me so much about myself, about God, but the one thing that really reigns to be true in this stage of motherhood is just transparency. They've taught me how important it is to be transparent, because they are unfiltered, you know, they're completely unfiltered and unhinged. And whenever they need something, however they need something, they are marching right up to you. Maybe not so much, well, not so much Zoe, but she's starting to voice her opinion, almost being one, but especially Zion, like, she's gonna let you know. Yeah, like, you know, that's the same way that we should be with each other, with God. Like, be open, be transparent. That is where I feel like you receive your most and best blessings.
Amen. And look what happens with your girls, you know, when they come and just asking, their needs are fulfilled, right?
Yes. That and then some. It's like that and some extra. That's what God wants to do for us too. That's exactly what he wants to do for us too.
Yes. So true. Do you have anything else to say about your birth and those last minutes after you gave birth?
You know, I'm so thankful and blessed to have the people around me, my husband. I'm very, very thankful, obviously, for both my daughters, but just so thankful for Zoe. I'm thankful to Varshna and just her discernment of feeling led to take care of me and our family. I will say that while both births were very different, they were both the same in terms of God showing up,
yeah, and
being the supernatural God that He is. And I believe that these types of births, everybody can have. It may not be the same. It's not going to be the same, but birth in itself is supernatural. Just that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You are, as a woman, you are literally partnered with God to be a vessel for life to harvest inside of you and then flow out of you. It's crazy. It's absolute. That in itself is supernatural. And so, you know, we have this, as women, we have just this divine calling upon us, because God did create us to give birth, and He did create us to you know, bring children into this world. And it's that is such a gift, and motherhood is such a gift. And it's good to be reminded of that. If you're pregnant, if you're trying, even if you have multiples, because sometimes we can get in the thick of motherhood. I know that I can, especially having two kids that are under the age of 3 right now. Sometimes it's hard. And when you're going through your day to day, but at the end of the day, like, we as moms, we're supernatural.
Yeah.
We are supernatural. And everything that you're doing, the time that you're spending with your kids, you are in direct partnership with God.
Mm.
Day in and day out. Like, there's no escaping that.
I just got a picture, like, when you said that, just like all the moms and just like the Holy Spirit just like flowing on them, you know. And we get distracted by so much so easily, but just to have that reminder, like what you said, He's with us through it all, and
mm-hmm.
anointed. Don't take it for granted, you know.
Yes, absolutely. And you are in the age of social media and all of the things that are going on in this picturesque of what motherhood should be, listen, again, you are partnering. You have and are partnered with God. So everything that you were created with, like the word says, He knew us before we were knitted in the womb. Everything that's inside of you, you have for your children, because He created it in you.
Amen.
He created it in you. And so you have all the tools necessary. Just go back to the source.
Yes.
Go back to the source.
Yes. Christy, that empowering word. Me fired up, but I know these listeners are probably fired up just with the Holy Spirit and really planting so much wisdom. Before we get off this podcast today, like, can you just pray over these women and with that fire, and over our marriages as well?
Yes, I would love to pray. Thank you, God, just for this time. Thank you for supernatural Childbirth Mamas podcast, Father God. I thank you for Katie and just her stewardship over her time and the anointing on her life to lead this podcast, Father God, and to speak to so many different women around the world, Father God, just to speak life into to where they are at, Father God. I ask that you continue to just bless this vessel, bless this podcast, Father God, bless the hands that are working tirelessly, including Katie, just to put forth this production, Father God. I know it changed my life and changed my perspective, Father God, and so I know that there are many women and many coming children, Father God, and even men that are just really going to be blessed by the works of your children. I ask, Father God, that just a hedge of protection over marriages, Father God, I decree and declare, Father God, that they will just... marriages will stand through the test of time, Father God, that they're able to hear your voice, wives and husbands, Father God, that anything that the enemy is trying to do, trying to distract them from, trying to kill, steal, or destroy from their marriage, Father God, that you just stand in the gap, Father God, meet them where they are at, Father God, that they're able to overcome, not just overcome, but overcome with you, with your power, with your might, with your grace, Father God, that's covered over them. You honor, Father God, and love families, Father God. So just remind our brothers and our sisters how important family is, how important the role of a husband is, how important the role of a wife is, Father God, and that covenant, Father God, is just a covenant that you specifically made for us, Father God, made for us to be with one another and to create life, Father God, to create life abundantly, Father God. And so I say that with power and might, Father God, that you're just going ahead of us and just protecting all of the marriages, and that they would just stay together, Father God, stay together. And I'm praying for all the mothers, Father God, that are here listening, the mothers that wanted to be here to listen, the women who are not yet mothers that are trying, Father God, want to have kids in the future, Father God, that you just bless them with this podcast, bless them with whatever they need to get from this episode, Father God. Let them be still and know you and know your voice and understand that they are divinely created by you to be a vessel, to create life, to nurture life, and to steward life. And they are in direct partnership with you to do that. Yeah. And I just thank you, God. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, God, for these women. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Christy, with your story, and if the story resonates with any of our listeners, how can they best get in contact with you?
Yes, please get in contact with me. I am on Facebook at just Christy. It's Christy Kanae Zachary. And then I'm also on Instagram. It's Kanae, K-E-N-E-E dot Christy, K-R-Y-S-T-I. You know, one of the things that has really blessed me, so many blessings, but when I was on with you guys with Zion, I connected with so many women that I would have probably never connected with, that reached out to me on Instagram or on Facebook or through the Facebook group. And I just want to say that, like, you guys blessed me you bless me when you reach out to me. And it's still women as of like a month or so ago reaching out to me from when I was on with Zion. And I just, please don't hesitate to reach out, even if it's just to say hi, or if I can stand in agreement and pray, or just, you know, we can be social media buddies, or if you're in Miami and want to connect for a cup of tea or coffee, I would love that.
Are you looking for connection? You know, the authentic one. The one where you can call up a friend and tell her the worst day you ever had, or the one you can call and celebrate what God is doing in your family. This is Katie, and I know I have. I'm so excited to announce that this spring Supernatural Childbirth Mamas is having small groups. If you're interested in connecting with other mamas and mamas-to-be, join our Facebook group page and find the latest offerings of small groups. Can't wait to connect with you.